Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ten games. The Yankees season and the trajectory of the franchise all comes down to this 10-game stretch without Aaron Judge. And if history and recent play is any indicator, this isn't going to go well. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. EJ After Dark is back. We've got plenty to get to, including what I learned from the Jets injury scare with Justin Fields. Which current Mets and Yankees will eventually get the call to Cooperstown? And the fool's gold I believe the Mets are about to trick themselves into when we get to this trade deadline. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. It's a sign of just how dark things have gotten in the Yankees season to hear Aaron Judge is going to miss at least 10 games on the IL with an elbow strain, and you say, well, that's good news. I mean, but to be honest, it is good news, because when you saw Aaron Judge yesterday morning when the Yankees put out their lineup and he was not there, it was puzzling. I immediately was posting on social media, what the hell is going on? Like, this is a dire strait of the Yankees season. Big game happening, Phillies in town. Why is Aaron Judge out of lineup? And the first thing I wrote was, I'm worried and concerned that there may be an injury. And sure enough, there was. But then when you start to hear, yeah, he's injured and we're getting elbow imaging done, the darkest timeline starts to wrap around your head about what could be the rest of this season and the kind of short to long-term future for the Yankees moving forward. You're worried about Tommy John surgery. You're worried about the Yankee season going kaput. But it seems with just a flexor strain, no UCL damage for Aaron Judge, that Aaron Judge's season is safe. But I cannot say the same thing for the Yankees season. 888-808-1019. The injury means Judge will have to DH when he returns, and to his credit, you know, in terms of being able to come back and what Aaron Boone has said, they think and they hope that it will just be these 10 games that he is out. We'll have to see if that's the case, but that is the hope so far. But when he comes back, he's going to have to DH, and an already awful defensive team will have to put the human statue that is Giancarlo Stanton back into the outfield. Which I am already wincing at the, like, image that I'm going to see over the next 10 games of Giancarlo Stanton stumbling around out in the outfield trying to track down balls like a 40-year-old Willie Mays playing out in Shea Stadium in the 70s. That is what I'm expecting to see over the next 2 weeks. That is the reality we are about to face. It may not be the darkest timeline, but it is not a good one. And it is the one the Yankees are definitely staring the barrel down right now. But to be honest, I really think when I think about Judge DHing and when he comes back, what team looks like when he comes back, to me, it's actually silly to really hearken on what this eventual Judge return looks like when he comes off the IL and begins DHing before he goes back into the outfield once his elbow heals. Because the Yankee season is already on the brink. It is already on the brink of going off the rails. And I think playing even 10 games without Aaron Judge could be enough to turn this thing completely sideways. Again, 888-808-1019. What has been the Yankees' MO for the past 5 to 6, 7, 8 years? If Judge doesn't hit, Yankees don't win. Also, when Judge has been hurt, the Yankees crater. Now you have a team that seems to lack all confidence when it comes to playing out in the field, and a history of floundering when Aaron Judge, their top gun, is out. Now they're stepping into the most important stretch of this Yankees season, with all things going terribly wrong right now. They are in danger of being swept by the Phillies as ace Zach Wheeler takes the mound at Yankee Stadium at 1:35 later today against Carlos Rodon. Rodon has had a very good season, but as I've talked about, and I know you know and you've talked about, he has struggled, I think, in big spots against very good teams. And this is now one of those spots again where Carlos Rodon is going to be asked to be a stopper in a game the Yankees absolutely have against a very tough lineup and an absolute dog on the other side in terms of who's pitching for the other team in Zach Wheeler. The Yankees also see a division that's slipping away, 6.5 out from the AL East lead that currently is held by the Toronto Blue Jays. And now they are just 1.5 out of missing the wild card entirely. That is how bad things have gotten. It's been a weird, if you look at the American League standings, and you really haven't had to pay so much attention to the wild card standings because the Yankees have had so much ground, even when they started losing ground in the American League standings. But now it's been pretty much a hodgepodge of teams hovering near that spot, those three spots. And the Yankees are in danger where they have a 1.5 lead up on everybody else, but that is it. That is all they have. That is all the cushion they have. And again, they're about to enter a 10-game stretch where they will not play with Aaron Judge. To me, if there was any question about how important these 10 games are, I think the move the Yankees just made a few hours ago highlights that sense of urgency. 888-808-1019. After watching Ryan McMahon look woefully outmatched in his first two at-bats against a crafty lefty in Ranger Suarez, McMahon has struggled against lefties all season. He did bloop a single later in the game as the game was kind of starting to slip away. So he did get one off of Suarez, and that was Suarez's last at-bat. So Suarez was really at the end of his rope, and McMahon did get a hit off of him. But the first two at-bats were ugly. And the Yankees saw that and immediately found his platoon option. I mean, it was like, they watched how many, they literally watched three at-bats, and they were like, we got to find a right-handed bat right now. We can't waste any more time. So now, literally 2 days after acquiring McMahon and penciling him in to be their everyday third baseman, through next season, too, not just this season, he's expected to be the option up until 2027. The Yankees realized the massive hole they created in their lineup against lefties and found a bat to complement McMahon. That man is Amed Rosario, a name familiar around these parts because of his time as a former blue chip prospect for the Mets and eventual starting shortstop. He is now back in the city, but now he will be wearing pinstripes. You'll remember, in a bizarre situation with no fans in the stands, playing for the Mets, wearing the road grays, he hit a walk-off home run. He's a first Yankee to hit a walk-off home run before actually becoming a Yankee at Yankee Stadium. Quite bizarre. But now he'll have the opportunity to eventually, hopefully for the Yankees, do that at some point, wearing the actual pinstripes. God, that's like one of the weirdest. Baseball has all these weird stats. And the fact that Rosario has a walk-off home run at Yankee Stadium against the Yankees as a Met is just something I still can't quite wrap my head around. But that was the 2020 baseball season. Nothing really made much sense about that season. So now you got Rosario coming in. Yankees sent out 26-year-old Clayton Beaster, 18-year-old Brown Martinez. Neither of these guys are expected to be top prospects by any means. So this does not impact the Yankees' ability to get pitching help. But Rosario by no means was a major sought-after piece at the deadline. I mean, CBS Sports had him ranked 30th among Major League Baseball trade targets for the trade deadline. I say that to say, this is a guy the Yankees probably could have waited a few days on. If they made this deal tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday or even Wednesday, he probably still would have been around, to be honest. And considering the low haul they got, maybe they could have gave him up even less to get him. But I think the fact that they got him right now shows you how important these next 10 games are. Because they're going to have him available for lefties within these 10 games, because these 10 games matter so much. Time is no longer an ally for the Yankees, given how things are going. I think Rosario is the kind of player that can help the Yankees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Given his improvements at the plate, he's kind of been a soft-hitting infielder for most of his career, but you know, he's become a much better hitter of late. He's very good against lefties, so he's a guy that can help. Now, it's very interesting to hear so many people talk about his defensive versatility. He has played once in the outfield, he's played at second, he's played at third. He's a bad defensive player. He's been a minus defensive war for most of his career. Defense has never been something that has been looked at as a plus or really even average tool for Amed Rosario. So it's been very interesting to see this move be kind of twisted into a narrative that the Yankees are adding defensive depth. I mean, they're adding a body, another body that could play multiple positions. I don't know if simply adding another body who is also a butcher does anything to help a team full of butchers right now, but that is where they're at. So at least they have another person, another option to go to. And I think the more important thing for him is going to be that he can face lefties where we know McMahon has struggled mightily. But to me, thinking about Rosario's defensive issues and now the fact that you're already trying to find a platoon option for Ryan McMahon literally after one game, it makes the whole fact that they weren't interested in Eugenio Suarez even more fascinating to me. I know Suarez is not the greatest defensive player, but we know what he is at the plate. And you got a guy who you got because you're like, well, we don't have much offense at that position anyway, so we're going to get him because we feel like he's a good glove and we know he has some pop. And after one game, you're like, well, we got to find someone that could sit him down for half the games on the field. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't quite understand it. If you really were not that concerned about defense for when Rosario's out there, why don't you just get the guy that has 36 home runs? It kind of boggles my mind. But regardless, McMahon and Rosario for the rest of the season, certainly upgrades when you're talking about you had Vivas and Peraza playing that position. For sure. No question, that's an upgrade. But like I said earlier, I really think you have to center this season on the upcoming 10 games. I can't necessarily look at this and say, well, now the rest of the way, they have an upgrade at third base, because to me, everything comes down to these next 10 games. And I don't know how anyone could look at this situation and feel confident about how things are going and where this is headed. If you ask me, this is starting to look a lot like 2023. Remember 2023? You're coming off of a promising postseason run that did end in massive disappointment, but a nice run nonetheless, only for the next season to be mired by a Judge injury. In that case, it was that toe injury when he ran into the wall at Dodger Stadium. And an overall kind of uninspired group that eventually needed a kind of a mini reset coming into the next season in order to make another run at a World Series, which is what they did when they traded for Juan Soto. I think we're kind of seeing deja vu all over again. I think you're seeing a season that is, they're holding on, but when we look at this thing, I don't really know where this is going. And I think you look at the Yankee season and see where this is headed, and knowing what the expectations are, which is to win a championship, and now having to play these games with Aaron Judge. And you do wonder if buying at the trade deadline really is what they should be doing right now. At a certain point, you may have to say, you know what? We have some pieces here that maybe we could swindle some teams to take some of these guys off. Maybe we get some prospects. Maybe we get some salary relief. You know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, do I really need to see Trent Grisham every day if this is going to be a team that's going to be mired around 500? I mean, this is where the Yankees are at right now. I think we got to be realistic about where this thing is going. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I think this is 2023 all over again. That season, the Yankees ended the season 82-80, I believe. I think we're headed towards something like that. And man, that would be a massive disappointment. 888-808-1019. Are you on board with this Amar Rosario trade? And where do you see this Yankees season headed? Do you still have hope? Do you still believe? Do you still think this team has enough to get over the hump and get out of this massive slump that they're in? I'm not seeing the signs. It's been really frustrating to watch. I'm not a Yankee fan, but it's been extremely frustrating to watch a team that I think correctly had World Series expectations, a team that I thought was going to kind of walk through the American League. Now, there are some things that have happened that are outside of their control. Like, we can't control Garrett Cole getting hurt, right? There, you know, we can't control this recent Judge injury. Some things happen. But you felt like this was the kind of team that even with a couple injuries, they would be able to overcome some things. And I think what's been frustrating also has been the lack of mental toughness from this baseball team. Because when things get tough, that is actually when you're supposed to hone in on your fundamentals. You're supposed to hone in on the small details. And to see this team crumble at those little things that make a baseball team kind of survive some of these straights. Like, think about this Mets game we just watched. Mets won 2-1 in San Francisco, a very weird game. Mets had a lot of the same issues they've had. Like, contribute, can't. Make a difference with runners in scoring position. They're one of the worst teams in baseball with runners in scoring position. And yet still, you saw them find a way to get things done to win that game. You saw them work walks. You saw them steal bases. You saw the defense flash so many times, especially from P. Alonso, who was just a gem, really, for this entire series, but it was just in his bag in this game last night. You see the Mets, and I don't know if they're World Series material, but you see them able to kind of overcome their shortcomings with playing fundamentally smart baseball. You don't see that from the Yankees. And to me, when I see that, that to me displays a lack of focus and a lack of mental toughness. I can't imagine saying that about a Yankees baseball team. You would think that, like, again, when I talk about the Yankees, the word that I always think about is buttoned up. Everything about the organization is very buttoned up. That's not what you can say about these Yankees. I can say that about the Mets, which is, again, crazy. I don't know. Again, I don't know if they're good enough to win a World Series. But again, I don't see them beating themselves like the Yankees do, what has been recently at least, on a consistent basis. Not even giving themselves a chance to win. So I don't know how you look at this season and say this is going to go in the right direction. And if you ask me right now, they ain't coming close to meeting those World Series expectations. And I don't think they're making the playoffs. I don't think it's happening. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And I want to hear from you. What do you think? Are the Yankees making the playoffs? Do you like the Rosario move? I want to hear from you. 888-808-1019. Get in on the Yankees. Let's talk about this Mets win. 888-808-1019. And, of course, EJ's in the house, which means the rules are the same, and there are two of them. Number one, I always keep it 100. And number two, EJ's ducking no smoke. So if you want to get at me, get at me. 888-808-1019. But, of course, I am well aware of how late it is, or early, depending on how you look at it, right? It's 119 on the East Coast, which means most of y'all are in bed, sleeping. Maybe this is the last thing you'll hear before those eyes go shut and it's snoring time. I get it. But you may be listening to this and say, hey, whoa, EJ said that. What? All right, holler at him. I can't let him get away with that. It's okay. I'm ducking no smoke. And I know you may not be able to make a call because of the circumstances you're in, because of how late or early it is for you. That's okay. It's 2025, which means you can hit me up on social media. Follow me on Twitter/X, EJ_Stewart. Hit me up there. Let me know what you think about the Yankees. Let me know what you think about the Mets. EJ_Stewart is where you find me on X. Action EJ is where you'll find me on Instagram and TikTok. Again, 888-808-1019 is number to call. EJ_Stewart on X. Action EJ on Instagram. Coming up, the Yankees are clearly taking the approach not to give up on this season. I think you see that with making an Amer Rosario trade a couple hours ago. But if they really wanted to provide a true spark to this team, there is a move staring them right in the face, and they're not pulling the trigger. I tell you what that is next. It's EJ Stewart on The Fan. Stop playing with me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.